to you. Welcome to Fish Fries, sponsored by Avnet. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And for today's episode, please turn to page 405 in your control theory textbook. Number one, using Laplace transforms as applied to... All right, not so fast. This is Friday. Control theory? More of a Monday topic, don't you think? But let's not leave the classroom just yet. This week, we're talking about innovation in education. How technology can foster change and innovation. How technology can save the world. All right, I may be getting a little ahead of myself here. How many times have you seen recently in the news a story about some school district that bought 400 iPads only to yank them back a week later when it was found out that they didn't have the right security restrictions? Or lawmakers crying out to whoever will listen that we in the United States need some kind of technological standardization in our schools? Many, I'm sure, on both accounts. This drives right at the heart of what we are discussing today. My guest is Scott McDonald from Rourke Global Solutions, and he's here to unveil Rourke's new digital learning system. Scott and I are going to chat about what motivated Rourke to break ground on this new high-tech education revolution, and how you, too, can get on board. Oh, yeah, and we throw in a little basketball trash talk, too, because, you know, that's how I roll. Check it out. Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, Amelia. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So today we're talking about a new digital learning system. Now, what exactly is involved with this system, and what motivated you guys to work on this project?
Well, great question. I appreciate you giving us the forum to talk about it. At RGS, we're very excited to launch our initial product offering around digital learning and our first entree into the 21st century classroom. Today, we launched a product really focused on digital learning and one-on-one learning initiative that's going on within the market, which is really focused on taking this transformation that's happening in education, where kids are historically used to learning through books and whiteboards and things of that nature, and they're being taught via technology. And what RGS announced and launched just recently was an electronic learning device with content, software, hardware, and services to help enable learning in the classroom. So really being that catalyst of taking that paper transformation we're seeing and really driving that digital learning transformation that we're seeing in the classroom. As far as what really motivated us, it was really driven by a couple of things. One just being the opportunity to infuse technology into education. As I mentioned earlier, education is going through this major transformation where they're bringing a lot more technology into the classrooms. And RGS, being part of a Fortune 500 company, and Avnet, Inc., a global leader in distribution technology, it was a great opportunity to take the wherewithal and all the expertise that we have around technology and infuse it into an arena that is working on bringing technology into their business. So we saw the opportunity. We saw the opportunity from a business standpoint, but we also saw the opportunity to help create a better learning environment for kids and help impact kids as they move forward. So look at how to give every kid the same opportunity to learn and enhance the experience when it comes to learning in the classroom.
All right, cool. So, Scott, let's talk more about the hardware side of this. And how does this fit into Avnet's overall game plan?
Sure, great question. So from a hardware perspective, that is a piece of what we're delivering. As we talked about, there's a lot of other things wrapped around the hardware. But from the hardware perspective, what that allows us to do is to engage with the extensive vendor community that exists within Avnet today. So again, one of the advantages of starting up a business like RGS within a larger organization like Avnet is we could go out and reach out into that portfolio. And what this allowed us to do is really reach out and look at how we utilize a lot of the partnerships that Avnet already has in the marketplace. For this particular device, it's really driven through the partnership that Avnet and in turn now RGS has around Chrome. These are based on the Chromebook technology in partnership with what we're doing with Google. So being positioned within Avnet in this Fortune 500 company allowed us to really access Chrome and that technology and help bring to market that Chrome technology with all the software, hardware, digital content wrapped around it.
Very cool. Now, let's talk about the content piece here. Now, I know you collaborated with Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, but what did this collaboration look like? And is this new educational system going to be in compliance with Common Core and other educational standards?
Another great question. So first of all, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, or HMH, has been a critical partner of ours. As I talked about a little bit on the front end, Avnet having a legacy in technology, and HMH having a legacy in publishing and education. And then you look at the evolution of the market, it was actually a perfect marriage. We're able to take the technology wherewithal we have that needs to be brought into the schools, and the education experience they have that's already there but needs to be transformed from that paper to digital content and put it together. So it was a great opportunity as HMH looks at dealing with the transformation of going from selling textbooks, which has been their business for 150 years, to providing their curriculum and their learning environment on a digital platform. They needed a partner to do that, and they needed a leader in technology, and that's really how we came together. Is we looked at a great opportunity to leverage our expertise and deliver that technology with HMH curriculum and content on it. So really, if you think about the strength of two organizations, you couldn't have put two better companies together. We're both also global leaders in what we do, and HMH is one of the leaders in Common Core globally. As far as standards, yep, that's a great question. A must-have in this environment, in a very regulated and controlled environment like K-12 schools, that have to meet all the standards. There's a couple of major standards, one being Common Core state standards, the other one being the Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium. The next one, and very importantly, is PARC, which is Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. And then also we are CIPA compliant, which is the Children's Internet Protection Act, making sure our kids are safe when they're online. So our device today is aligned with those major core standards that are critical in education, to make sure that we're delivering platforms that are not only compliant, but give the kids the safest and best opportunity to learn.
What's next for this digital learning system, and where can my audience go for more information?
Well, the audience can go to our website, which is roke.com, R-O-K-E.com, and we have a bunch of information on what we're doing and a lot about our new digital learning system that we just launched. As far as what the future holds, I think we'll continue to look at how we expand our portfolio around digital learning and continue to be focused on bringing products that solve the school's problems and create a better learning experience for the kids. Because really, when all said and done, that's really what's critical in this whole thing. There's a great opportunity to give every child the opportunity, regardless of their social wherewithal, to learn and everybody be on the same playing ground. So we're going to continue to focus on how we do that and how we deliver a differentiated product that really provide the right learning experience for the schools and give the kids the best opportunities to learn.
Excellent. Now it's time for your off-the-cuff question, Scott. Now, we were speaking earlier. I know that you are a Lakers fan. So, first off, my apologies. And B, Scott, what do you think the chances are that the Lakers are going to actually make it to the finals this year? Slim or slim to none?
Well, I would. I think those are probably, unfortunately, I will validate, yes, I am a Lakers fan, and I think slim and slim to none are probably my only two choices. So I'm going to stay optimistic and stay slim.
Excellent.
So we're going to stay optimistic, and hopefully we can add some pieces and maybe at some point actually get a coach that might help our chances as well. We'll say go Lakers and see what the future has for us.
I would say go Lakers, but I wouldn't mean it. So here we are.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Scott. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
My pleasure. I look forward to talking with you next time. Thank you.
Keeping with our educational theme this week, my next guest is Silicon Cloud International. Haven't heard of Silicon Cloud International? And how they are providing secure, private, and high-performance cloud computing infrastructure to encourage scientific and technological advances? Well, listen close. From design automation to universities throughout the world, Silicon Cloud International is making the cloud a lot more approachable. Let's welcome Moji Xian, CEO of Silicon Cloud International, to Fish Fry. Hi, Moji. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia. Glad to be joining you today.
So first off, for my audience who may not know, what does Silicon Cloud International do?
We provide cloud computing infrastructure and workflow for scientific and engineering applications. And our first application is a turnkey IC design infrastructure with initial focus for universities.
All right, Moji, let's talk about your collaboration with some of your partners like Optic2Connect and Plunify.
We are an aggregator of the ecosystem, specifically in chip design, but also outside of chip design. So in our system, we have our EDA partners, Silicon Foundry partners, university partners, Silicon Services partners, and others. Specifically, Plunify and Optic2Connect are two companies from Singapore that are using our cloud infrastructure. So they are, in a sense, our user partners.
Ah, okay, great. So, Moji, look in your crystal ball and tell me, where do you think cloud computing, particularly in the semiconductor space, is headed in the future? And as a companion piece to that, where is Silicon Cloud International headed for the future?
Cloud computing is inevitable for many, many applications, specifically for the semiconductor space. But the prevalence of usage of cloud computing for semiconductor is not there yet, and that is because of the technology bottlenecks and also some business model shortcomings. These issues will be solved over time. Two major issues on the technology side are data protection, security, and performance. We believe that Silicon Cloud International has addressed those technical challenges. That's why we are confident that we have a model that will prevail in the semiconductor business. For us, as I mentioned, our initial focus is to build a turnkey IC design infrastructure for universities around the world. In fact, our initial focus is to work with the developing countries around the world, countries that have identified chip design as part of their national agenda, and they are putting their effort and energy in building the infrastructure, moving up the value chain in the semiconductor business, and create high wages in their country, move up the per capita income. So these are countries like Singapore, Malaysia, Brazil, Vietnam, China, India, and several others. So we are working with the appropriate government agencies and universities in these countries to build a national educational cloud center in those countries. So those cloud centers will be comprised of cloud hardware, local support, turnkey design infrastructure, and IC design training. And that will be one of the cultivating factors for creating chip designers, creating hopefully a large number of chip designers in those countries, which then will be the major factor for creating the ecosystem, creating jobs, attracting large companies to come and set up design centers in those countries, and meeting their national agenda of moving up the value chain in the semiconductor business.
Excellent. That is exciting. So, Moji, you told me you're a bit of a World Cup fan. So, who were you rooting for to win it all?
Of course, the U.S. team, but I also like Germany. I got to tell you, the World Cup is so exciting. Is the best of the breed of all nations in the world in this particular sport have come together. Even if you're not a soccer fan, you get to watch it because this is what the best of the world in this particular sport are like. And most of these guys, you can't even call them athletes. They're artists. Mm-hmm. This has been extremely exciting to watch the World Cup.
I think you're completely right about that. Well, Moji, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise, Amelia. Glad to be talking to you today.
As engineers, we know all too well that education doesn't stop at college. Pshaw. A degree in engineering is really just a license to learn. And here at eejournal.com, we are dedicated to your ongoing EE education. So, what if you were looking to find more information about FPGA prototyping? Where would you go? Google? Sure, but then you might get a lot more than you bargained for. Or maybe you'd scope out a couple companies that you know had FPGA prototyping solutions. Well, folks, we've made it easier than all that. Want more information about FPGA prototyping? Well, you should check out the most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Protium Rapid Prototyping Platform. In this episode of Chalk Talk, I sit down with Jürgen Jaeger of Cadence Design Systems, and we chat about the what, the where, and the how of Cadence's new Protium Rapid Prototyping Platform. You can watch this excellent, if I do say so myself, episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the EE Journal YouTube channel, the on-demand section of eejournal.com, or heading right on over to EE Journal's Facebook page. Easy as that. Hey, did you know that X-Fest is coming up real soon? Yep. Avnet and Xilinx are excited to announce the technical program for this year's X-Fest, a global series of seminars offering practical how-to training for FPGA, DSP, SoC, and embedded systems designers. Don't miss this opportunity to learn more about recent innovations in technology and product development methodology from Xilinx, and to experience a deep dive with Avnet technical experts into the key technology domains where Xilinx FPGAs deliver unique, high-impact, and cost savings capabilities. Events start in September in North America. All right. Remember, if you want to register right this very instant for this year's X-Fest, you can. I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that will take you directly there. Also, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can also monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, well, we're there as well. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, oh yes, and our video series called On the Scene. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your home, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of July 25th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.